Hi, welcome to CMO Insights, the podcast series. I'm your host, Jeff Pedowitz, President and CEO of the Pedowitz Group. Today, as our guest, we have Nathan Schlafer, who is CEO and founder of MarketMate. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Excited to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you. So, MarketMate, relatively new company in the hot space of AI. So, tell us a little bit about it.
We're a generative AI company. We started as B2B marketers for about a decade at tech companies. And we really saw a lot of marketers like ourselves experimenting with ChatGPT, porting prompts and trying these different technologies, whether it's Google Bard or ChatGPT or Claude. And we realized that prompt engineering is hard. It's like an art and a science. So what we wanted to do was create a platform where, without sophisticated prompt engineering, I can do things like build a buyer persona, create messaging, create a marketing campaign content. And really, we thought the missing link in a lot of AI-generated content was it just sounded artificial, is there's no consideration of your target customer and what their pain points were. So we created an AI platform that can be trained on your customer language so that it can create messaging and content that resonates with your audience.
So there are some really popular platforms out there now, Jasper, BrightSonic, Writer, and a number of others. Where do they play in and where does MarketMate differentiate?
Yeah, so we see two general groups of AI content development platforms. One is the Jasper, the Anywords, the Writer. And what those are really tailored for are small businesses, people that maybe don't need just B2B marketing. Maybe they just need a consumer marketing product. Write me a blog post, for example, would be a common use case. For us, we're really trained an AI model on B2B. So, who are your buyer personas? What are their pain points? What is your value proposition? The other AI tools don't really help you with messaging or target market analysis. And that's something that differentiates MarketMate from the other tools. And I'd say the other group of popular tools is generic large language models, like ChatGPT is one, Google Bard, Claude AI by Anthropic. And those are great for general tasks, but it's like your output quality depends on your input. And often it takes several iterations to get to the result that you want because you have to experiment with different prompts. Our philosophy for MarketMate is we don't make you do any prompts, is you just fill in a form on the front, what's my product? What are the pain points? And it creates the persona for you, or it uses your brand tone. So there's no prompt engineering involved. And I think that's a limitation with a lot of AI tools, is rather than teaching you how to prompt, we want to get the benefits of AI with your market insight and train an AI model to speak your customer language. So that's really what differentiates us from general AI models or typical tools like Jasper.
I do see there's so many courses now. People are trying to train you how to write the perfect prompt, and there's so much stress about that, and that takes enough time. I imagine that the AIs are going to get smart enough that we probably won't even need the prompts soon. It will just know. I guess a concern that I've heard from so many people about AI, you probably heard this too, is that it's going to take my job. So if AI can now build the personas and build the campaigns and do the things that I was just doing yesterday without it, what am I supposed to do now as a marketer?
Yeah, and that's a very valid concern. And what I see is there's still going to need to be someone with market expertise and industry knowledge to set some guardrails around AI. So what I think will happen based on the current trends is AI won't replace people, but people who know how to use AI tools will replace people that don't. And there's actually a study done by McKinsey earlier this year in May where they saw that for sales and marketing teams using generative AI, they were able to generate up to 15% higher revenue. They were able to basically have 20% higher sales ROI, converting more leads into opportunities. So what I believe what will happen is AI tools will become almost like orchestrators. Marketers' role will change from just, hey, I am the one thinking of all the ideas, to, hey, I'm collaborating with an AI partner to help me generate content ideas for my sales funnel, top, middle, and bottom. And I'm using it as an assistant to help me develop content to prepare for my marketing campaign, to report on leads generated, revenue impact, that sort of thing. So I see them as more partners for people as opposed to replacers of people.
But what about the people that are seeing that the AIs are doing the things that they used to do on their own. How do you help that person understand that how they do their job starts to change, and that it's not about necessarily building the persona themselves, but they're going to adapt more strategically. They leverage the tools like we leverage mobile phones or Microsoft Office Suite or some of these other things so that we can be more productive. AI, if used properly, can help us be more productive without replacing us. But sometimes that's hard to see when even the best writers in the world could still take, what, a good hour to write a decent blog. But now you could write 50 of them in about 2 minutes that are all pretty good. So how do we help communicate that message?
Yeah, I think part of it is really understanding the role of the marketer and understanding your audience and really profiling your audience. I think that's something that AI, frankly, you can be used to assist you, but you have to talk to customers. You have to understand the trends in the industry and know your audience. I think the way that I see it helping marketers is, and you hit on a good point, is freeing up your time to do more strategic things. Is now that I can use an AI to help write buyer personas for me, I still have to do the heavy lifting of discovering the pain points, testing messaging to see it resonate. But I can use, and this is a common bottleneck that I see with B2B marketing teams, is I just don't have enough resources with my existing staff to churn out more content and for my inbound marketing program. And I need more leads. So if you can use AI to accomplish more, the marketer is still in the driver's seat determining, okay, what topic should I cover on my content calendar? What audience am I going to go after? You have to determine who your ICP is, who your buyer personas are. But it levels up your role to be more strategic and also overcome those bottlenecks of, hey, I don't have enough time in my day to write blogs. I'd really rather focus on something more strategic. Which is my messaging resonating with my audience? Or can I talk to more customers and really validate this? I think it's really going to change the game and allow people to focus on more strategic marketing projects.
Okay. When we were prepping for this, you were telling me about how you actually train your model to be customer-centric and understand the customer, and you use an acronym called LEAD.
Yeah.
So walk us through that. What does LEAD stand for in terms of, and how does it work with buyer persona training?
Absolutely. So we call our methodology the buyer-centric AI framework, and it's really tailored for B2B marketing and sales workflows. We start with LEARN in that four-letter acronym, which is we train an AI model on your buyer personas, their pain points, your customer language, KPIs, like how does your customer measure success? And then what that enables the AI do is to speak your customer language. So we've trained a model to not sound generic, but to understand your buyer persona. The next is enhance your messaging with AI. So what we do then is we use an AI to basically help craft your messaging. So what's your brand architecture? How do you name your different products in a systematic way? What's your positioning statement? What makes you different than every other platform or solution out there? And then finally, value propositions is what is the benefits and key proof points supporting my product or solution? So we use AI to help craft the messaging. And now that it's trained, much like a human does when they start a new job as a marketer, I want to know your target market. I want to know your customer pain points. I want to know your messaging and your value proposition. We're training an AI on that foundational knowledge. Now we can approach the third step, which is A in the LEAD framework, which is automate and personalize content at scale. So now you can rapidly develop content for your marketing campaign in minutes and in a day rather than in weeks or months. So this will really help you write those press releases, help you write those blog posts, those one pagers, those sales scripts that maybe for your sales team, they need to be trained on what qualifying questions to ask to uncover needs. So our AI essentially takes that foundational knowledge and then it rapidly creates content for your marketing and sales team in a way that resonates that a general AI model like Jasper wouldn't, because it doesn't understand your value proposition or your customer. So that's the third step. The final step is drive sales enablement with guardrails. Often with a lot of, especially B2B marketing organizations, one of the challenges is, hey, we want to pivot strategy and maybe we want to approach a new vertical market and capture some market share. But we have these new sales reps and they don't know the market, right? They don't know the value proposition, the personas. So how do we ramp up their productivity so they can write effective emails for prospects or ask good qualifying questions? Or maybe they're at a trade show or an event and they want you want to train them to deliver a sales pitch that's persuasive, that resonates with the person you're talking to. We trained our AI model to basically write prospect emails, generate qualifying questions, and also sales pitches, so that the AI can create something that's aligning with your core messaging, so everyone's singing the same song, and also tailored for different buyer personas. So your sales team can essentially ramp up in weeks rather than in months, and you can pivot strategy faster as you're targeting different verticals. So that's essentially, in a nutshell, what the lead framework is.
So Nathan, how do you avoid bias when you're building out your model?
Yeah, bias is a very legitimate concern. The two big questions we get is bias and hallucination. How do you overcome those two? Because those are big concerns. One of them too, the way we tackle bias is when we're developing our messaging and our buyer personas, we work with subject matter experts in an organization that have experience in the field selling and marketing to your audience. So one of the things we do is we encapsulate what are some of the pains, the problems that keep your customers up at night? What are some of the problems out there? We take industry data and we train our AI model on industry data when it does a market analysis, for example. So by taking data and taking sources from subject matter experts in your organization, we're able to train the AI to be less biased. You never have an AI that's completely unbiased because it is a probabilistic model, but you mitigate that risk. And then another thing as well is we've trained our AI model to cite its sources. So let's say your target market is software companies in the US with 50 or more employees in North America. So you can actually have the AI look up research articles and do an analysis of that market, say, hey, who are the competitors? How fast is this growing? What's the market size? And then it'll cite its sources so you can actually validate the accuracy of it. A third way we mitigate the risk of bias is we've incorporated the ability to refine content. If I have, let's just say I'm building an ebook and I ask MarketMate to generate an ebook for me for this audience with this topic, it'll write the ebook for me, but then I can say, I want you to integrate these three sources and I want it to reflect this. Maybe you have something from McKinsey or Deloitte or another reputable source. You can incorporate those sources in. So there are multiple ways you can mitigate against that bias. But once again, I think that comes back to if I'm a human, my role isn't lost. Part of me is to using critical thinking to validate the output and to really make sure I'm looking out for that bias.
I think one of the other things I've read a lot more about with bias is also male-female. That a lot of the training of the models have been done by males because they're disproportionately represented in tech. And there's a lot of the female voice, the female mindset generally, and then that's been missing too. How do you compensate for that?
Absolutely. Male bias, especially in technology, that's a common theme. Like you have a lot of males there. I think part of it as well is taking input from users who are actually in your model. Like one of the interesting use cases that we've had with our persona generator is, hey, I just got off the phone call with a particular customer. Maybe they're not your stereotypical male, engineer. Maybe you talk to a female engineer. You can actually teach MarketMate on different inputs from different types of users, whether those customers are a minority, depending on what ethnicity they are. But essentially, you can train the AI to be less biased by feeding it more information about people that are not from just one group. So okay. I think trainability of the AI model makes a huge difference in removing bias or at least limiting it.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, every executive, every CMO is hearing, okay, what are you doing about AI? But more practically speaking, what advice would you give to a CMO on what are some of the considerations they need to take as they start planning out 2024? What decision criteria should they be using to figure out where and how to invest in AI? They know they need to do it. They're just maybe not sure exactly where to start.
Yeah, part of it is, one is, I think there are so many tools out there that it can be overwhelming where to start. I was just watching this video the other day that said, hey, I tried 200 different AI tools and all of them did one thing. Here are the best. It's, who has time to go through two? One good place to start is look at a platform that is specific for your workflows. Think of it from a project perspective, not just a task perspective. Is yes, you can get one tool for writing, one tool for emails, but you really want a tool that brings your sales and marketing team together so you're on the same page so you can have a predictable, repeatable, scalable revenue engine that you really want to grow and scale. So I would advise looking at platforms. What's a platform that can actually be tailored for my audience, for my personas, that can be trained on my messaging so you can essentially get that message consistency across sales and marketing, which is key for B2B marketing organizations. The second thing is, rather than thinking, hey, I've got to master every prompt under the sun or collect every prompt, think of AI tools out there that aren't making you do prompting. Hey, maybe I don't need to learn prompting. Look at the user friendliness of the tool. One of the things that MarketMate is every one of our basically our features, like building buyer personas, writing content, don't require any prompting. And the more curated the experience, the better off you'll be in terms of time savings and onboarding. You want to find AI tools that don't require a high learning curve so you can really realize the value sooner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You started to touch on it, but the follow-up to that question for the CMO would be skill sets for the team.
Yeah.
Do I need to... the kids I need to hire out of school, do they need to have an AI certificate? Is there a prompt engineering? Do I send my, what am I supposed to do now to train my workforce for tomorrow in this new world of AI?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, that's one of the challenges is there's different levels of expertise, right? There's people that are prompt engineers that know the latest AI technology. And then there's maybe marketers who understand all the MarTech stack, like Salesforce or HubSpot, or Marketo, or these different tech platforms to automate sales and marketing. But which skills should I look for in hiring people? I think part of it is having a strategic partner who understands AI that can train your staff and enable them to use the latest AI technology. For example, at MarketMate, one of the things we do is we're agnostic to different generative AI. We use ChatGPT, we use Google Bard, we use Cloud. So rather than being an expert in everything, partner with someone that's an expert in AI that can train your staff and get them onboarded quickly, because part of it is there's more time pressure than ever to meet targets. And the industry after COVID went through a huge process where a lot of people were laid off, marketing budgets were slashed. So a lot of CMOs are thinking, hey, how do I do more with less? How do I enable my staff without sawing off an arm and a leg to use AI to do more with less? I would say pick a strategic partner. MarketMate loves training people on, hey, how do I use AI today for my specific workflows? As opposed to, let me teach you about 200 prompts that you should really get the hang of. That may take you a few months to really use. So find a strategic partner.
Now, of course, you've made an interesting shift. You've gone from being a marketer yourself to now you're running a software company serving marketers. But for aspiring younger marketers out there, what advice would you give them as they look to chart out their career?
Yeah, really know yourself and what you're passionate about. I'd say marketing has grown and evolved where there's so many different domains, whether you're an analytically minded person, maybe marketing ops is better for you, or you're more creative and maybe a creative marketing role or design role is better for you, or you're a storyteller like me and you're like, hey, I want to do product marketing. I want to get into the features and how the technology works. So what I would say is know yourself, learn what you're talented and love. And if you're not sure, just try a lot of things. There's no harm in trying a dozen different things and figuring out what you like and what you don't like. Yeah.
Excellent advice. Nathan, thank you so much for being on the program. MarketMate, exciting application. Really looking forward to seeing what you guys are going to be doing in the year ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff. And if everyone's curious, you can always visit our website at www.marketmateai.com. We would love to have a demo and a conversation with you.
Fantastic. Awesome. All right. Spoken like a true marketer and a salesperson.
Can't forget the CTA.
All right, Nathan, thank you. We'll see you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.